One day after the Inspector General's office issued a report highly critical of the Carl T. Hayden VA Medical Center in Phoenix, President Trump signed legislation yesterday paving the way for a major overhaul of the VA and expanding access for veterans to VA-funded health care in the private sector. For more on the bill and the current state of the Phoenix VA, I'm joined by Nikki Wendling. She covers veterans for Stars and Stripes. So, Nikki, let's start with this Inspector General's report on the Phoenix VA, which, of course, was at the center of the scandal that hit the VA several years ago. What did that report find?
Yeah, the VA Inspector General made an unannounced visit to the Phoenix VA hospital and its clinics in February to really look at the quality of care being delivered there. And they found some issues. They noted, the Phoenix VA has been designated a one-star facility out of 5 stars, meaning it's one of the lowest performing of the VA hospitals. You know, it's had 7 directors since 2014. And the VA said now that, it has permanent leadership finally, and they're quoted in this report as saying that they're committed to turning things around. But the Inspector General, really took a look at what they were doing, and a few problems stood out in this, and they made some recommendations for, what the hospital needs to do to fix some things. And they did point out, safety processes that were lacking. They're worried that there could be safety complications because of that. They found things like dirty floors, sanitation problems. So, I think there are still, definitely some major things they're going to look at, and hopefully the Inspector General's office will follow up as they try and fix these things.
So let's talk about this new legislation then that the president just signed. It's meant to overhaul the VA. So outline for us the main things this is meant to accomplish.
Sure. So the big thing that it does is overhaul the VA Choice Program. So that program allows veterans to go into the private sector for health care when they can't get an appointment at a VA facility or they live far away from one. Mm-hmm. It was created after the 2014 scandal that started in Phoenix when veterans were languishing on wait lists for care. So this legislation does away with that. The rules for it, a lot of people thought were arbitrary and restrictive. So the idea with this is to be more flexible and allow more veterans to choose to go into the private sector if it kind of fits with what they need. And then the second big thing is that it extends benefits for people who care for veterans. So right now, benefits like monthly compensation, counseling, access to home health aides are available to caregivers who are injured after 9/11. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people saw that as an unfair discrepancy for older veterans. So now this will extend it to all eras of veterans after 2 years.
Okay. Let's talk about that first point a little bit more. So this outlines that more than one third of all the VA-funded medical appointments will be handled outside the VA medical system, right? So some have accused the president of trying to kind of privatize the VA with moves like this. Is that what he's doing here?
That's been a valid concern among veterans groups this whole time. This has been a long legislative fight, and the key point of it has been, will this lead to privatization of the VA through eroding VA resources and kind of outsourcing all care into the private sector? But veterans groups, of all kinds kind of got behind this, and Democrats, there are still a few concerned, but most of them think there are enough things in this bill that will keep that from happening. The main one is that it keeps the VA as the gatekeeper to care. So the VA has to agree to send a veteran into the private sector. Still, they can't just choose to go. Mm-hmm. And, veterans groups think that will keep privatization from happening. But a lot of the rules that's going to be part of this new program haven't been created yet. Those will be created by the VA in the next year. So that's really when they're going to get down to the nitty gritty of who can go into the private sector. So it's going to depend on what happens in this next year.
Yeah. So those rules, there are still some questions about those rules. And there's also some questions about kind of how these programs might be funded. Have those been resolved?
No, they haven't. So it's expected to cost $52 billion. And that money hasn't been set aside yet. There was nothing in the bill that said where this money is going to come from. So there's an effort in Congress right now to provide new money for the legislation, which would allow the VA to break its current spending caps. But we found out yesterday the White House has distributed a memo around Capitol Hill, essentially saying that the administration is against that idea and wants the funding for the Mission Act to come from the existing federal budget. So that's leaving some people worried that the money could come from, other VA programs mm-hmm. that would be stripped to pay for this outside care. And I think that fight could really come to a head in Congress as early as today or tomorrow as they take up a spending bill for the VA for fiscal year 2019.
All right. We'll have to watch for that. So Nikki, the VA scandal, like you said, broke in 2014 here in Phoenix. And since then, the Congress has tried over and over again to try to make some lasting changes within the VA. Is there any sense that this time is different, that this might actually result in some real change?
Yeah, I think that, you know, the overall feeling about this bill is that it's, you know, a historic overhaul of VA programs. There are still, you know, some reservations about it because it will take the rulemaking process in this next year to really see what's going to happen. But, you know, the caregiver part of it was a huge thing that Congress has been trying to do for years to get more veteran caregivers their benefits. It's going to launch a review of VA infrastructure nationwide and decide, you know, which facilities are needed and which aren't. It's going to overhaul the entire private sector care program. I think everyone sees a lot of potential for this. It's just going to be how it's put into practice.
All right. Nikki Wendling covers veterans for Stars and Stripes. Nikki, thank you so much for joining us to talk about this.
Thank you.